So we read the book of Book of Last Generation, page 216, Old Gimel. The freedom of individuality must be preserved until the time it's not really give any harm to the society. And those who are not with us must be neutralized. So where's the freedom of individuality, as we just mentioned? Freedom of individuality expressed in that in something which is called that person put all he has in the society. He put himself into such a way in society, spiritual way, and the most effective one, of course, is his input for the common goal. Nobody really forces him in any kind of way, but together with his inclination, his spirit, his talents, to put himself into society, and society on its behalf helps him to use his profession, so he is happy. The freedom of individuality is everything what relates to the private life of person. Until now, it allows in, let's say, general rules. Because at the beginning, everybody will be framed in society with certain discount to understand that only with understanding of the freedom of personality in such a society that man can realize himself. And if he is not capable of holding himself in the frame of the society, he writes here that we shouldn't really be a pity, we must get rid of him. So, paragraph 4. The contemporary communism exists only through the ideologists who are in charge of all other things. They were idealists before they become communists, but they are second generation. And second generation, when the leaders will be chosen according to the opinion of the large part of society, will take the form of fascism or will take to the capitalism. And it won't be a factor which will be on a way to exploitate other people in the world. So what we just saw, that this communism which we just all experience in the world, in charge of this communism was a few idealists, and the rest were egoists who followed them and used the Trump, and then those egoists changed the altruists, because altruists, they're passive, they're weak, they don't really like use their force. The force is, of course, is to serve the society, not to overuse their individual force. That's why egoists kicking them out and change them, and communism was really, or still changing in the world, almost as we should say in Nazi regime. And this is what he tells here, that communism will take the form of Nazi regime. And the second generation is something what happened is generation who changed really those communists. This is already was exchanged almost half a year later after the ideas took over the masses. They basically did revolution. They changed the society, and altruists has been then kicked off, and the egoists usually then take charge of further power. So, in egoistic communism, there are no single factor which capable to prevent wars. The fifth paragraph, in egoistic communism, there are not single factor which prevent war. Because the base of all the wars is the freedom of space. every country wants to build itself on the country, on the territory of the other, and or to use the sources of other countries. So communism, which is built on the principle mine is mine, and the equality of the distribution of the material material things is not simply have a sane base. And we don't think that the rich will ever give up their part to the poor. So the principle of mine is mine, is yours, has never really obliged person to act. Altruistic communism should definitely solve this problem, because it will be based on the principle mine is mine, and mine is yours and yours is yours. So altruistic communism is not a complete solution. If we if the altruists, as we know them in the world, in all the organizations, in all their parts, they will, let's say, come to power, and of course they're far away from it, and it's impossible simply to happen. But let's say if it once happened for the short period of time in Russia once upon a time, because they unite proletariat to them, and let's say that in their egoistic way, they, as we know in history, they came and so they really divide all the rich things, and of course they almost in a very short period of time the regime was changed to Nazi regime almost, and become even worse than any other capitalistic bourgeoisie kind of governing. And to change this regime to the altruistic communism only through possibility in changes of the nature of man. And this is, of course, only possible in and this is, can be only coming from the force from above. So man then, of course, will pass the system to the other. The upper force will act, and the rest then, of course, will acquire the methodology how to dress the upper force on themselves. And then, of course, then they will change into true altruists, spiritual altruists. And then from such a people, the future society must build. And this is called the last generation, future generation. And all the organizations, people of all different kinds, which have inclinations and strive for the altruistic idea, they can help. But only partially, because they also are in this strife according to their nature. Their nature dictates them their desires, that they basically participate in suffering of the society, society of others, and people, animals. They basically, according to their nature, suffer with them. Not that they have some sort of abstract idea to merge with Creator, to elevate the quality of bestowal truly before any others, and they know what its true bestowal is, but not only simply to solve their internal desire to do such a thing. So then, of course, person can divide and spread and give out according to the hint from above. And when he really lives by give a pleasure to the upper one by doing such a things, and this is a completely different engine and totally different approach. That's why there is no true connection between those who really will be founding the society of the last generation and those who will be capable of participating in partial or complete changes of the society, like it happened in time of Baal Salam, with all the altruistic movements in his time in the country. It's not clear, I can see. Okay, one more time. We circulate the system of Kabbalah. We propagate the altruism. We don't say that man must go and become altruist. Not at all. We pass to the others the system, Shita, the Kabbalistic methodology. This is what we do. Through this methodology, the rest and somebody else who has, let's say, a point in a heart will attract through the system Ор Макиев, the surrounding light, and then egoist will change into altruist. And then continue on altruist, then we'll continue on with methodology, with the system, it's called Kabbalistic system. In this, his influence on the world, his bestowal to the world, Rav writes, Ashpa'a, influence. Why? Because through this technique, when he passes to the neighbor in Ор Макиев, comes and basically through Kabbalistic methodology, the neighbor, somebody who studied with him, will receive upper light, Ор Макиев, and this light will, of course, complete and fill man at the end of the day. So what should take place together with this bestowal? Together with this bestowal must come something what we call a minimal level, or something what we say, if there is no bread, there is no Torah. This is true. But no more than this. So something, this must be in, of course, reasonable borders. Here we have Tachanon, the rules, and all the conditions of existing in the material world. But that's it. And this is all should be, of course, more or less restricted. Rav writes, the law of minimal needs. Question, if we say and we address altruists, we address, of course, to those who have a point in the heart with our methodology. This is first of all. But we address scientists as well, Itzik Smagen. Wait a second. One more thing. Sorry. This refers Kabbalists, Mikubalim. This is called the bestowal on your neighbor. By simply passing him a system of Kabbalah. One more time, your question. We're saying that this methodology is only. What about the people who does not have point in the heart, who's far from it? Yeah, true. We direct and address everybody. Truly, yes. You're right. We address our Kabbalistic methodology to everybody. But those who don't have a point in the heart, they just simply have their heart without point in the heart. I address also to them with Kabbalah in addressing this methodology in the appropriate closing, meaning that we activate methodology in different regime, and in this case and in that case we have the one goal. Rav writes, is to merge Divikut, to merge with upper force, and everybody must succeed in achieving of this merge. So everybody have the same goal, but yet, it, like with kids, they have all different ways of achieving it. Where is it? I'm looking for some mistake. grammar. So one goal is to merge with Creator, and then no matter in which dressing they come, it can be music, it can be songs, it may be just a simple stories. Doesn't matter what. According to the principle, go on and see. The most important, what comes out from people who understand what is purpose of all the goal, and those who will be really reinforcing themselves in this direction, and they basically build all the channel of influencing society. Of course, the Ermakiv also influencing him, but they build everything in upon Kabbalistic system. We also receive Ermakiv in package and in closing. We do not receive Kabbalistic system in pure methodology. It's basically passes of Masach, passes of Or Hazer, the reflected light. Besides the light and Kli and screen and the deflected light, there is nothing, no other mechanism. Those three components always exist in the relation between creature and creator. Those three components. So when you have dressing on them, then you have a true system. And also we have the same. One passes to the other in one way or another. Screen and reflected light. And it, of course, can happen whether in corrected way, in corrected or broken shape. I didn't understand in what relation you give us those conditions and something else. This lower minimal law is related to the material. Rav explains. This minimum, the law of minimums is related to the physical existence. Everybody must take care of their minimal needs. And, of course, we have all different bodies and minimal conditions, all sorts of restrictions, etc., etc. Everybody has different needs and different minimums, of course, whatever he needs to succeed. I want to understand, what is altruism? If we build a pyramid, the steel, growing, organic level, animal things, altruism exists in all levels of nature. You must understand. We have the steel, domain, tzemech, organic, growing things, animal, and medaber, the spoken level. Steel level is the whole universe. The whole universe, Rav writes. The growing things, organic tzemech, is something which grows on the surface of the earth. The high, the level of animals, is pretty much the same, and medaber the same on the surface of earth. According to each level, according to all this type of creatures, there are one unified force, which is force of bestowal to them. It's called Creator. Giver, bestower, the force of bestowal. So, steel, organic, animal, and medaber, spoken level, receive this bestowal and act accordingly. And that it doesn't seem to us, they don't behave accordingly, but it only seems to us. But this is how they brought into play originally. This is how they managed by that force through the upper force influencing them. Man, from the side of nature, also receives influence, but he had a difference. He had freedom of will. This is something what he has left. And since that free will is something which is he giving to the neighbor and to the creator. Rav writes, to the neighbor, to the close one, and to the creator. And here we have no relation. So the question is, remain, whether any relations or not. Here, because on the lower level, there is nothing like freedom of will. That's why this man, Adam, has relationship with a giver. So Rav writes, whether is equal to him or not equal to him in his quality, and that to state of possible existence. The level of man, I try to understand the people who exist on the lower level of existence. If man is still altruist, is he still take care about the beloved one, the close one? Is it a channel which is altruistic channel on each level? It doesn't count that he's altruist if he's in a low level according to his scheme, but if he has inclination which already is within him from the creator and man brought them into play, we call him altruist, but he doesn't really call in that system, in this scheme, it's that it comes from his freedom of will, it comes from his nature. He has a natural inclination to give to somebody else, and it doesn't come from freedom of will. Freedom of will, it's only from specific souls who, through their development, came to such an attainment, and they can consciously can switch from their nature, which they have initially, and govern this nature and be free from this, and decide from this point and onward what to, with the point which is between the earth and the sky. They really take the choice according to what they're going to act. Altruists which come through the other things, born naturally and act according to his altruistic egoism. He had a form of bestowal. It's like a mother who take care of their child. She doesn't give a damn about the child of the neighbor, but she takes care of her own children mainly. Maybe if something happened somewhere else, then she will think, maybe it happened to me, but this is all natural material of the desire to receive. Acts according to the principle that after brokerage, nobody really truly can understand or take care of anybody else by themselves. We can't even hear each other properly. So we don't talk about these altruists, that they are true bestowal. They don't have freedom of will. So not only that they... I simply show that arrow of freedom of will, because all this really... desires which he receives from Creator, he must carry on through this box called freedom of will. And something what comes out of it at the end of the day, this is what true man is. So if he has already such a box called freedom of will, and he puts through them his thoughts, desires, actions, doesn't matter what, and something what comes out of this box, and something outside of this box is something what we consider already a man. So you have in the whole world maybe only a handful of them, a couple of dozens from the billions of people, 6 billion people. The rest falls by nature then to develop, and to develop to the form and shapes until they will experience such a things as freedom of will. So that's why it says that they like animals. And Creator treats according man to his results. If man truly already starts to utilize his freedom of will, then Creator treats him accordingly. This part is based on comparison. It's a part which compare. According to this, we must divide even Medaber level on those who have a point in the heart and those who don't have a point in the heart. And of course, we know that man, each man, turn on by Creator. When you look at everybody in the world, you see them as they all act and bestow, all, they're all workers of Creator. And those who doesn't consider to be workers of Creator, they unconsciously work for the Creator. And then, of course, you see them as perfect. And the only person to demand something is me. I'm not sure. If, for example, now I have a neighbor who's Saddam Hussein, Hitler, why do I have to address him? I don't address, for example, wolves and some dangerous animals. They act according to their role, because they are truly the postman of Creator. One is good, one is bad. You don't like really sticks, you don't really kiss it. You want to avoid strict measures. So I hate those who really brings, from my point of view, evil to me. And in spite that they are really messengers of Creator, messengers of nature, I am really looking for, I mean, their role is to balance the nature. So, in truth, in really deep truth, I shouldn't really hate Hitler, but to hate the reason for Hitler, the basic event which brought Hitler into this world. So Hitler symbolizes to me, of course, certain package. Practically, I hate him because I work through my five senses. But if you really go deeper than five senses, then, of course, you have nobody to hate. Only those who really bring that reason to Hitler to exist in this world. And those, of course, closest to this is those who have a freedom of will. Somebody who Creator awakes, and from the other side is the Jews. So from the combination, the Jews who is developed, and in practicality are those who are still in the process of development. So as is written, that the destruction do not come into the world. Now, Rav tried to remember something. He said that the strokes which comes into this world, they come first to the righteous. Why? Because they have more freedom of will. That's why they first one who experience strokes. I asking you, if, for example, I understand you correctly, for example, to go to address myself to United Nations or the Mother Teresa or the Hitler, is if they haven't awakened point in the heart, it's the same like talking to the wolves. No, you just said that we must address the whole humanity. First of all, guys, you must understand, it's not such a way, no. No, this is not right. I don't really want to talk about it. I don't want to really go deeper into this. This is, of course, relates to the different systems. System of closing. No, we shouldn't address ourselves to Putin, to Bush, think that if these guys have a forces of Creator in them, they, of course, 100% puppets. They have no freedom of will. They serve to their society in a sensitive, very restricted form. From any point you look, there are no freedom of will. We must address ourselves to people who kind of have a freedom of will, and then accordingly to his behavior, to how free he is, and how free he is in his perception, then at the end of the day, we will see that it's not a lot of scientists, not a lot of philosophers we can address, and even in the whole profession of mankind, we will see people who are on some sort of level through the honorable positions, the status they already possess in society, this kind of people already pretty much belong to probably middle class, something in the middle. As we see in our case, we don't have, let's say, mostly take highest places of society, and we don't have who probably in their, let's say, doings in the lowest part. So we have people who develop here and there who's pretty much more or less free. They don't have great pressure from their profession or status, but they have a chance to have, let's say, a free perception. They're capable of feeling new methodology. And those who are sometimes we speak about them, they are big in their state. We don't use them. Only just to attract attention, maybe sometimes. And sometimes for the first time, you know, as you use the toy, you know, the first sight, it's very attractive, but then it's very quickly vanished. So if man is below the, let's say, middle class and a little bit upper, then he's already in the borders, which sometimes already influencing him in a negative way, and he can't take the free ideas so freely. So our goal must to find a middleman. He has work, he has home, this and that, you know, but he's not really under the pressure of the status, of the material state, you know, low, high. He in the middle. He doesn't have too much and not in lack of completely of minimal things. So when we see that the egoism influences you, society pressures you, and if the status is still on the top of it, then of course it's very difficult to find the freedom. This is even worse than, of course, to fall. Because when men fall, is even more freer, because he really, you know, treats things differently. Sometimes he simply have to really be like animal, only feel and take care of things on that level, but it's better. This is, of course, in borders of everyone to experience. Okay, next paragraph 6. Today we saw that the force in the world exists who basically taking over all the communistic forces and act in their territory. This is truly is like history of the ancient people, like Greek, the Roman, and so forth. This force, without no doubt, will be divided in many parts. And today we already see the Titan. And when it will be divided more and more, they, of course, will be in war between each other. Because even that the Russia overpowering Czechoslovakia, it's only through the force that power is achieved. And the same with any other countries. So, we see here, from one side, there are certain things in altruistic communism, or in the system which they use in Russia, which very difficult to define even how to call it. We see that we have two trends in the right circulation. The good PR, very nice, forceful propaganda, culture, education, psychology, whatever, doesn't matter, KGB, that broadly acted things which basically advertise that we are great, we're successful, and everybody think it. And from the other side, a great military force, a strong army. So we see that we are, you know, we're a great power, and we can threaten the rest of the world and those things as well. Like one, this is two ingredients of any regime. You know, it's a firm structure, and there is a certain success in it until certain borders, until, okay, of course, it starts to rotten from inside, from the same people who will be developing in the society in very borderline egoistic kind of way, and of course they will start to treat whatever the society treats and gives them as a nuisance, and they people from inside, egoism from inside is growing, and together with egoism his mind is growing, and then the external limits from government, from existing regime, act less and less and mean less and less to their people. And of course, then we have the destructive forces come into play. The paragraph 7. During the communism, the employees wants to lower the time of the working and increase the productivity. And during the imperialism, they want to increase the usage, the consumption of the worker. So we see here with two different types. The communism, they likes slaves because they want to convince that the slaves need minimum and give maximum to the society. And in this, there is whole principle of communistic labor. Imperialism, capitalist, in essence, they want to program their worker in a different way. A kind of showing him, look, you must buy more and more and become richer. So this consumable idea, we can sell you more and you must work more for this. So through this, they make their living. You sell them a product. And of course, they make their margin on the sales. So we see that capitalists who do not really take into their company people who are slaves, they are really interested in consumers' mind more than the slave mind. They build society on the principle of consumerism. Communism basically wants to treat the society, the more frame it, the better it is, because all the extra things, they only can be a problem. So, minimum is good for the communist society. If person has the minimum, then, of course, he won't be care for any extra things. So, communism only give what is needed for the worker, basically rewarding him with minimal things. In capitalism, you must strive to succeed more and more things around you, to become richer. So when man really becoming part of altruistic communism, he do not have any kind of restriction from the result of work. He see his work as the gift from above to work with this bestowal. So he see himself as the worker for the Creator, to be like Creator. That is a chance to be in bestowal in quality of Abhina. And if not such an addition which Kabbalah brings to man, then what it also will be even probably worse regime than even the slavery or any kind of egoistic communism, etc. So the regime which we, for example, had during the slave regime, man wants to be a slave because he was happy. The home was given to him, the wife was given to him, and he was working, and he didn't give a damn about anything else. But this was sufficient for him. He didn't really have any other needs for more. 99% lived like that from the simple people. And only, let's say, a few managers, a few rich people were existing, and man was developing in such a way that he was praying for his honor, for his balaboid to be rich, because he was happy with his minimum. In his egoism, there were no strive to change anything. Thousands of years, the slavery was existed. The society was based on slavery as a structure of the government. And we haven't heard so many complaints, so many revolutions, or anything like this didn't happen, didn't take place. But in our time, when the desire, the egoistic desire of men to receive is growing, maybe in some places where there is no education and no evolution took place, maybe it's possible because only through the suppression it can be achieved. When they have only minimal things probably delivered to the society, at least bread and water, then maybe it's not happening. But we see that for the modern man, slavery is absolutely no-go. In communist regime, there are, of course, impossible to achieve a system where Kabbalistic methodology will be inside, and people can enter into this borders. So Rav writes, okay, so we have the borders of the society. It's called altruistic communism, the new society. And this is frame. Anyone can enter into the society. The conditions will be, of course, free to know, but everyone will enter according to his freedom of will, as opposite to what, for example, they've done in egoistic communism when they were forced to enter into the society. So man here freely leave all his extras outside. He takes his minimum with him and join the society. But in order to give all these extras to the society, because it's a law, of course, the upper law, not that, of course, somebody really forces this law. What is this upper law? That any additions, any extras, they come and come back to the Creator, and in exchange of those things, he is praying for Dvikut, for the merging with Creator. Something what he passes to the society, something what he gives to the society, he feels as bestowal to the Creator. Here, of course, we have kavanah, intention. Besides that, we have a material product. It's not his product that he passes to the Creator. Basically, what he passes to the Creator is intention, the kavanah, with material bestowal. So, more correctly, probably just to say here, to say that he, all these extras he gives to the society and his intention to the Creator. Shayovich asking again a question. Capitalists who increase the consumption of the workers, they kind of also implement type of slavery, consumable slavery. Question. Why we can say that in such a stage it's also the kind of mostly bestowal but minimal consumption? Because we know that in nature man's really chasing his tail all the time. He basically won't be simply able to ever receive pleasure from this nevdakik, from the small pleasure. So what is the difference between the to receive minimal and give maximum? Because it seems to me that it's the same vicious circle. Myself, it's, you must understand, this is not in the hands of one manager. You work for me in my structure, let's say in my enterprise, and you receive salary. To me, it's better in the capitalist society that you were rich, right, or not. If you will be rich, then you will buy what we're making. That's why there are relative balance in society. And nevertheless, depending on how much I produce, like an owner of the business, of course, I try to pay less to my worker, but society altogether, I can see, can be balanced according to the salary, because they live on the economic of marketing, right? This is your profession, so what can I explain to you? There are equilibrium between things, between how much man really receives and how much he gives. Because they create and recreate, And this is act one opposite to the other. According to the how much act my owner acting, I depending on it. So it's a vicious circle of kids. It seems to us here, and this circle is more or less give us a correct picture of the bourgeoisie society. More or less, I talk about this because we here have globalization, the world economy, and that something which helps them to balance itself. If they would have been able to really look at themselves from outside, you would have seen the long way you come. And since such things is mainly from inside, so it's not so noticeable. For example, now we can say that America, let's say, more and more losing their leading places. And for example, we see that China, for example, economy is raising because they produce most of the things. But Creator makes everything in a very wise manner. And China now needs to have more dollars. So now to force America print more dollars is basically China start to consume more. And all the production is in China. But this is all fake, because basically what do they work for truly? They work for the Americans to produce more dollars. They work for the pretty much empty goal. There are nothing under this green banknote besides that warranty that the system will stay. Because if nothing underneath, of course, no reassurance, it will be blast. The blast which will destroy the whole thing instantly. That's why that everybody knows that, let's say, the dollar doesn't really bring happiness. But nothing we can do, because there is no other system stronger than this. There's something what we pass as one to another. And we know, as a result, that in general, humanity connect to each other and depend on each other by simply some sort of connection, and no more, no less. All those things, you know, these products, is to develop relations between us, to mix and to realize that we're depending more and more on each other. And this is truly with a high speed really opening before the eyes of society. It's all together. You understand? It's very strange things. America have external debt the biggest in the world, and the richest country in the world at the same time. Because they owner of the machine which makes the banknote, and nobody can run away from it. You understand? So we see that altogether we have a mechanism here which connects people to one another in order to reveal that this is the whole world, is a small village, all this globalization, and to bring people to the solution that they must unite and act accordingly. So when we start to think in reverse manner, then in interplay different laws will come of utilization, of realization of the whole thing. Now, of course, people act because they're afraid. They have nothing else to replace it. And there are no solution in any other ways available to them. Well, I don't want to really go deeper and deeper, but I think we need to find how to explain in modern way with the words which are accustomed today to explain how it all works. But what can I say? This is a spiritual program behind it. We see how everything from outside absolutely artificial. It's fake. It's precisely what happening, what is written Torah. Go and work for one another. What really the rich town makes it reach. Because it makes artificial things, there's some extra things, TV, all kind of service needs. You for me, I'm for you. Today I have all kind of other things which we can really give one another and make a living out of it. And this is all artificial, just to really make a connection between people, that's all. And now, this is all disclosed globally. Okay, we're moving to the second part of the lesson, Talmud 10 Sefirot.